The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, welcome to NASCAR America Splash and Go. Nate Ryan here with Steve Letarte and Brad Doherty. Splash and Go presented by Coca-Cola. And guys, championship finale Sunday at Phoenix Raceway for the Cup Series. We've got Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin. Interesting four, and I think what's interesting is no big three for the first time since 2016. No combination of Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr. First time ever in 7 years of elimination playoffs that we haven't had at least one of those guys in the championship round. So I'll start with you, Brad. Without Harvick, Truex, Kyle Busch, who's the favorite among this four that we have this year?
Oh, Harvick just screwed this whole thing up. I mean, I'm telling you. You know, and I've said this all year long, I think it's Denny Hamlin. Even though he hasn't performed up to the level that we have expected over the last several weeks with some miscues and just a little bit of a lack of performance, I just think he's matured into that type of driver that's not going to make the mistakes that he's made in the past from a driver's standpoint to put himself, you know, in harm's way. I think he is matured enough to take advantage of being continuously in this these last four over the last several years. This is his time. And I really feel if Denny Hamlin doesn't win a championship this year, he may never win a championship. So I think he feels that. I've heard him say in the past few weeks, well, we've had a great year. He's tried to deflect and do those types of things. But deep down as an athlete, you know the whispers, the greatest to never win a title and that type of talk. And the only way to dispel that is to go win this race this weekend or finish better than the other guys. And I think Denny Hamlin's the guy.
Yeah, Brad, when I look at the season of work, the career of work, I think it's Denny Hamlin. He was my favorite in February. He was my favorite through the summer. It continues on into the championship race at Phoenix. But the tough part is I can make a case, Nate, for all four. I mean, do you want the spring winner, Joey Logano, who won at Kansas and proves he can still win? Do you want Brad Keselowski that called his shot at Richmond, also won at New Hampshire, going back to the same style track with the same style rules? Do you want Chase Elliott, who just had the walk-off win at Martinsville and, by the way, ran pretty well at Phoenix in the spring? I think that's really the key. While we may not have a favorite, I also don't think we have a long shot. I don't think I would be surprised if any of these four won the championship. If I had to pick one, if you said I had a dollar, I would put it on Denny Hamlin because I think his resume is too good to not have a championship. Eventually, the numbers have to go his way, but he's going to have to beat three other very impressive, very talented drivers. You mentioned no big three. While I feel for those teams, I'm totally okay with it. This is what playoffs drive. This is what happens in sports. Is it doesn't matter if you're the favorite. It doesn't matter what you should do. It matters what you can do. And in Martinsville, Kevin Harvick was unable to do what he had to, and he's eliminated, and I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Stevie. Kevin Harvick showed us that anything can happen in these playoffs. And as we look at Sunday, there's never been an instance in this elimination format where the champion hasn't always won the race. But could we possibly see here, first time at Phoenix, could this be an instance where maybe this year the champion is the guy who finishes first among these four and not necessarily the winner of Sunday's race?
I think that's highly probable. I think that's highly probable. I mean, you look at the ability of these four at this racetrack, and the numbers are very, very impressive. The one guy, though, that scares me a little bit is one of the previous winners is Joey Logano. And the thing about Joey Logano, specifically this year more than ever, has been his aggression. He's such an aggressive race car driver. And at a place like Phoenix, where you're trying to defend position, not lose track position, I could see him getting himself in a little bit of trouble, just being a little too aggressive. So that would be the only concern I would have. But, hey, out of these four, all of these guys are very, very capable of hitting a home run, knocking it out of the park, and picking up that checkered flag as well as that huge trophy at the end of the day.
Nate, in my mind, the champion will be the winner. I know that there are cars capable of winning the race. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, the list is long. But I kind of equate this to, into the, you know, the ride into Paris and the Tour de France. You know, those three, why they are capable of winning and they want to win, they also race for championships themselves. And they know they have that chance again next year. I believe the three of them have that chance for years to come. And there becomes a point where you realize you're not in the race anymore. And I know that's unpopular, but the simple fact is, if you want to win the final race of the year, then you should be racing for a championship. I would be frustrated if one of those three somehow makes a mistake and affects this championship run. I'm not saying they should give away a race win, but in the end, I don't think it's by chance that we see these four at the front time and time and time again. I expect to see a late restart with all four guys on the front two rows. I just think it's a respect thing out of Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch. Now, listen, if they all trip it up and none of them have race-winning speed, then they won't win. But I think we have four guys that are going to have race-winning speed at Phoenix.
Well, and I think what's interesting, Stevie, and I heard you talking about this earlier this week, that the dynamics are a little bit different in that the championship's being decided at Phoenix Raceway. 1 mile oval. The last almost 20 years, NASCAR has ended at a mile and a half speedway at Homestead Miami Speedway. Very different kind of track. So I know that, you know, I'll start with you on this one, Stevie. I know that you've talked about how that Phoenix dynamic might change things, not just in terms of how guys are passing, but in terms of how guys are being passed. This could be a lot different than Homestead.
Yeah, you know, the thing about a mile and a half is there's a lot more real estate, especially at Homestead Miami. You're talking two, three, four grooves at times. So if I want to do my part without making it obvious I'm doing my part, I can run the non-preferred lane in the middle of the racetrack, give the top to the race leader, and he's going to go on by. Phoenix is a very one and a half groove racetracks, which makes for great racing. You know, get my corner straight here now, right? The new turns one and two, the flat end of the racetrack, we do see some two wide racing using the apron and the upper lane come in. The other end, the banked end, kind of gets a little one groove. So I do believe that these championship four are going to be looking for a little bit of help. And they almost race that way. Listen, we could go back to Tony Stewart. I saw it live. When he went to the back at Miami years ago, the hands might as well have been out the window waving him through to go race Carl Edwards. And I'm okay with it. He earned that right. And on Sunday, if Chase Elliott runs down Jimmy Johnson and Jimmy Johnson waves him by, I'm okay with that. I mean, these four have put in a complete season of work. The championship will be won at Phoenix, but the right to win the championship has taken 35 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm all right with that too. These four are racing for a championship. Everyone else is trying to do their job. They want to see a checkered flag if possible, but the spotlight is on those four, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I'm not a part of that spotlight if I'm not racing for a championship. The mile and a half track thing, yeah, you go back, and if you look at the previous championships at Homestead, that's really a track that's specific to certain drivers who excel there. A lot of the other mile and a half is kind of similar, but you can really use your resources at mile and a half to out-resource people. You go to Phoenix, just like Stevie said, man, it's one groove, maybe a groove and a half. It's driving. It's up on the wheel. It's taking advantage of people's mistakes. It's track position. It's everything we can ask for. And so it's going to be really, really fascinating to watch and see who, you know, in these stages, who's really aggressive, who keeps that track position, what type of strategies play out throughout the day to get that track position, or do they just get up on the wheel and go take it? So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be fantastic to watch this race.
Now, one more topic. I want to start with you on this one, Brad, because you already sort of alluded to it in mentioning some pressure on Denny Hamlin here. This is a legacy question for him if he can win this championship. But I think it's interesting. All four of these guys really have something to play for. I mean, Logano and Keselowski, both one-time champions, certainly a second title puts you in a different pantheon. And Chase Elliott, of course, most popular driver in NASCAR, the championship would be huge validation, I think, as far as that goes. So as you look at this field and think about that legacy question, who do you think has the most to play for? I mean, is it Denny Hamlin, do you think, Brad, and that, you know, he's really kind of got that hanging over his head at this point where he needs that title?
You know, to be honest with you, I think it's all four guys. I mean, Denny's got that situation, obviously, and that's very, very difficult. We hear about it, like I say, on the PGA Tour a lot, you know, the best player to never win a major. You just don't want that because it always becomes the question at the end of the day. You look at Brad Keselowski, he's probably the most underappreciated champion we've had in a long time. He's just kind of always in the backstory. he could possibly walk away with his second championship. That's rarefied air. Same thing for Joey Logano. But I also put Joey Logano and Chase Elliott in the same conversation. If Chase wins this championship, are we looking at an era of rivalry that could potentially come out of this with Chase being so young? Joey's only 30 years of age. He's still, he maybe not even in the prime of his career. Could these two be getting ready to start a new chapter for the sport, which would be exciting? So many different stories that are going to come from this. When we get to end of Sunday night, we'll know.
You know, when I look at it, I think it's easy to say it has the most perhaps for the plate of Denny Hamlin because of his age, but I'm not willing to go there, and here's why. That would be assuming the other three are going to continue to get to the championship four, and I think assuming anything like that discounts modern-day sports. Brad was a professional athlete. I was a crew chief for years. I had a chance. In 2007, I was 5 races win from a championship, and I don't think in the moment I realized that may be my best chance or my only chance. And I never got back to that. Third again later in my career, but never was I on the cusp. Never was I at the doorway of a championship again. So to say that Denny Hamlin, this is his perhaps best chance or only chance, or it's more important to him than a Chase Elliott, assumes that Chase Elliott is going to get back here 10 times in his career. Now, he has the talent and he has the equipment, but Kevin Harvick isn't here. Kyle Busch isn't here. Martin Truex Jr. isn't here. This system is not 36 weeks. This system is having a great regular season and even better playoffs and be darn lucky and good in that round of 8. And I think what we proved this year is nothing is guaranteed. So I think to say this is more important to any of the four is crazy. The most important thing in my mind is that all four understand what is available. And I believe that is real. Denny Hamlin can shy away from it all he wants, but he just teamed up with a 6-time NBA champion. He knows what a championship does to your career. Right, Joey Logano has felt what it's like to be a champion. Brad Keselowski has the opportunity to continue his family legacy. Right now, he could be a 2-time champion. And Chase Elliott knows he's the son of a Hall of Famer with a potential Hall of Fame career, the most popular driver. None of these four are lost on what is at stake in Phoenix, which is spectacular because in 2020, everything is crazy. And the one thing that isn't is that trophy has as much value whether we have run 36 races at the same track or 36 races at different tracks. None of that matters in the world of sports. What I want to know is who can get it done on Sunday.
All right. Speaking of that, Stevie, I'll put both of you on the spot. We'll wrap up here. Who wins? We'll start with you, Stevie.
Denny Hamlin. He's been my favorite since February. I think it's a heated contest. He's been too smart all year. I'll even say this. I don't think he wins with the best car. I think Denny Hamlin has lost with the best car. I think this championship is won without the best car. He's going to be smart. He's going to be patient. His crew chief and him lost one last year, took away the chance of winning one with the tape application late. They rebuild, they rebound. This year, Denny Hamlin's a champion.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah, as long as we don't see that massive piece of tape. That's the biggest piece of tape I've ever seen in my life. But, yeah, they made a mistake last year. And I do. I really think that Denny's going to focus mentally is where they'll win this championship. And it's something that Denny hasn't done a great job of in the past. He is capable, like Stevie said, without the best car, getting the most out of it. And I see Denny Hamlin at the end of the day holding that trophy.
All right, Steve Letarte, Brad Doherty both have Denny Hamlin. Same here. I gotta stick with Denny Hamlin as well. I just feel like this is his year too. But lots going to happen on Sunday. You definitely should tune in. NBC, Phoenix Raceway, the championship finale. Thanks to both Steve and Brad for being here. And thank you for watching NASCAR America Splash and Go presented by Coca-Cola.
Hello and welcome to another edition of In the Wall with me, Parker Kligerman, and again, betting. So we're going to look at some of the odds for this upcoming weekend from our friends at PointsBet Sportsbook. So I'm picking some winners and choose a champion this weekend because it is the NASCAR Cup Series season finale at Phoenix. But before we get into that, let's take a step back to last week, Martinsville, where the 12 car, Ryan Blaney, in second place, in position to win. Doesn't go on to win, but if he had, he was my smart pick. So I would have looked pretty smart if he had done that. Through the time that we've been doing this, I have been profitable 3 of these weekends over the 8 that we've done it. So that's been pretty good odds. I'm feeling pretty confident going into the final weekend. As I said, NASCAR Cup Series season finale at Phoenix. Let's jump into who we think could be the winners of this weekend and take home the championship. Now, I did have to go back to the Racing Bean Bank and get 100 Racing Beans. So just remember, I'm starting with 100 Racing Beans again this weekend. How am I going to deploy those? Let's jump into it. All right, starting with the safety pick. Pretty simple. Chase Elliott, plus 500, 25 Racing Beans on him. I just think, you know, he's in the championship fight. And if anyone's going to win this race and win the championship, that is going to be Chase Elliott in the 9 car. Feeling very confident about NASCAR's most popular driver getting his first championship. Now, smart pick is tough this weekend. And for a couple reasons. One being that for years past in this championship four format, we've been at Homestead Miami Speedway, which is a track that lends itself to the fastest cars finding themselves to the front and then going on to win the race, which means to win the race or to win the championship, you had to win the race. I don't think that will be the case here at Phoenix because tire strategy actually matters because compared to Homestead Miami Speedway, where you just take 4 tires every single time. Therefore, choosing a smart pick is incredibly hard because all the championship 4 are in the top 5 favorite odds to win the race. But if we're going to pick anyone, because it's Phoenix, and this is a place where someone could just get some traction, hold on to it, then I'm going with none other than Kyle Busch at plus 750, 25 Racing Beans on him, because if that team's able to get him some traction late in the race, he is not going to relinquish it. Therefore, if you're going to win the championship, you're going to have to beat him or just not. You're not going to have to win races. You've got to beat all the guys behind you, 3 that you're trying to race against. So this makes the next part even harder, which is a long shot. I'm laughing as you say this because these guys have no chance, but hey, why not take some long shots here? We'll see with maybe some crazy pitch strategy or some, maybe a crazy wreck at the end. These guys can find themselves in position to win, starting with Alex Bowman at plus 4,000, 5 Racing Beans on him. And then Christopher Bell, and I am not saying this wrong, at plus 10,000, 5 Racing Beans on him. I can't even say it with a straight face. There's no chance he wins, but he did have a good run at Texas. Maybe he finds himself up front late, and he did have a lot of speed here at Phoenix in the Xfinity Series. So you never know. With that, our friends at PointsBet Sportsbook also had some group matchups out there, but only one stuck out to me and purely for sentimental reasons. This is Jimmy Johnson's final full-time ride in the 48 car at Phoenix, the 7-time champ, the greatest of all time, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. His last race? Well, he's going up against in a group matchup E, Cole Custer, Austin Dillon, and Tyler Reddick. Of course I'm taking Jimmy Johnson. Plus 185, 15 Racing Beans on that. Come on, Jimmy. I believe in you. All right. And then the last thing to choose, who's going to win the championship? Well, I already said I have Chase Elliott winning the race as my safety pick, which means he would win the championship. But if he doesn't win the race, I still have him winning the championship at plus 240, 25 Racing Beans on that. NASCAR's most popular driver gets his first championship. The world is finally right as we head into 2021 and get past all the craziness of 2020. If you agree with my picks, let me know below. If you don't agree, I'm sure you'll let me know in the comments below. We are also going to take all these past couple weeks and do a roundup video to see if I was profitable or not profitable after we get past this weekend. Wish me luck. Looking forward to it.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.